Show my life and sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for the Yamayoshi of Itzion. I'd like to take a look at the shmooze that was given by Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagoyen HaTzadik, Reverend Mordechai Alter, the Heilig Imre Emes, the son of the Tzfas Emes, in the year Tov Resh Ayin Ches, 1918. In Atwotsk in Poland, and the Imre Emes was Kayadur Bekam Fursim, Gan Agoinim, Tzadik Yisod Olam, leader. Vehi Bayom Hashmini, Tez Nemetosh, and this Pasuk, Zeh Shomer HaKosov, Im Chosid, His Chasod. There's a Chosid, then there will be Chesed done with him. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Yudches, pasuk Chavov. That Hashem does chesed with those who do chesed. So the Medrash says that this pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu was a chesed. When was Avraham Avinu a chesed? When Avraham Avinu said, "Al natabrami alav decha." What does it say? Maksiv Taman, what does it say over there? Avram Udan Omed Lufnei Hashem. Avram is still standing before Hashem. In other words, Hashem, Avram Avinu says to Hashem, don't pass from your servant, stay here, while I attend to the guests, don't go away. And like they say on TV, I'll be right back. And the pasuk there says, Avram Udan Omed Lufnei Hashem. And Avram is still standing before Hashem. Tikkun Sofrim, this is a Tikkun Sofrim, in other words, the Pasuk really should have said that Hashem was standing for Avram, but it's not a nice way of saying it, so it's a Tikkun that Torah says that instead it says that Avram Avinu was standing for Hashem, and not that Hashem was standing for Avram. Avram Avinu, Hay Harish, so this is a chesed that Hashem did for Avram. Avram was a chesed. He came with chesedus, and right, he was being righteous, doing chesed with these visitors, the three visitors that came to him. We know are angels, and Hashem did a chesed by waiting for Avram. Says the Imre Emes, Avram Avinu hayarishon shenasa Yehudi, umalas asim. Avram Avinu was the first person who became a Jew. He circumcised himself, and he davened to Hashem, "Al natabor mi'alef decha, please don't go away." She shoze, she davishel kayom. So when it says, "Al natabor mi'alef decha," on a deeper level, Avraham Avinu was saying, "Please let the bris milah, let the kedusha that I have not go away. I want to remain with the kedusha." That's when he's telling Hashem, "Don't go away from your servant," meaning I want to remain with this kedusha that was engraved in me, so to speak, with the bris milah. It should be a darvish al kayam, it should be permanent. Ksiv al zos. Now, this is related to the Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. So, later on in Maimer, Rabbein was going to get to the Yeshtikal. How at our parsha, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. So it says in the pasuk that every chassid is going to daven to you. The ace mitzvah for finding it in the right time. So there's a time of finding that there is an opening, and we have to daven that this remain. It should be a double shel kayam, it should be something permanent. And that's chassidus, like it says in the Tikkunei Zohar, Ezu chassid ha-mischassid in kona. Who is a chassid? One does chassid with his creator, with his master, with his kona. The Ovid lekein believe. So it says in the Tikkunei Zohar that you make a cane in your heart, a nest in your heart. In other words, a mischasid im kono, You make a Cain, a mess in your heart. In other words, she'ishar v'shima, that the imprint will remain. That's what it means. A chassid shedavin, a mischassid impono. You have to make a Cain believe. You have to daven that the imprint remain, that there be a nest, that a kadosh baruch hu, the kedusha, remain within you. That's what a chassid shedavin for. And that's what it means. La'is mitzo, zu Torah. Leis Mitzo is at a time of finding. So that is the Torah, that the Torah lightens a person's eyes. The Femim HaAdam, right, that when a person has Torah, and in Leis Mitzo finds his Torah, he should daven that it should remain with him. The Femim HaAdam Chayes Atzma Yadea Alamei HaTorah. Torah Lushad Shatorah Tassavoy Zepulah. Sometimes a person is mechayi himself, gives himself life through the light of the Torah, and he has to do a shtadlus that the Torah should do some pula with him, that the Torah should impact him, should yishar v'shima, that there should be an impression that remains, the impact should remain, the influence should remain. So it says in Chazal, the Yishtab and the Eisim So, first he explained it as being Torah. Then when you find this Torah, Yishtab and that should remain with you. Another shot is that it's talking about, another explanation is that it's talking about an Isha. Hani Shesh Lefamim Pamim, Shed Nidbekes Ba'adam Eisim Nishama, Eze Nishama, V'yesh Lo Siwa Mizeh, Af Shein Marish Bezeh, V'gam Al Zem Spal, V'n Al Zosi Spal, V'ho Chassid. That's talking about an isha, that a person has a wife, that it doesn't only mean a wife, but it can mean any neshama that connects to a person, like a wife connects to a person, any neshama that connects to a person, and he has a benefit from it, so he should have, and that it should remain, that it should make a pula, that it should be a positive relationship, that a relationship should make a positive impact on him. Also says in Chazal, he's himself a famous Gemara Brachas. To base hakisei, shayim shetarach lanakus me'apsalas. You should daven a mitzo that you find that you have this mitzvah of Torah. That the Torah is something that you found that it should have an impact on you. The isha, the relationship, should have an impact on, a positive impact on you. And a base hakisei. What is a base hakisei? A base hakisei, a bathroom. It's a beautiful way of calling it a base hakisei instead of different words that they have for it in various languages, but in Lashon Chacham and Lashon Nekiya, just a house of a chair. So that's talking about the bathroom. That's where you should, even the bathroom is a nice way of saying it. In other words, it's a room of the bath, even though we know that they're not only a bathroom there. A lot of times they call it a bathroom, there's no bathroom there. But the point is, a person is cleansing himself from the psalas, from the impurities, from the unclean things. That's what Beis HaKisei represents. Like it says in the Sefer, what is Israel, the name of Rabbi Bear? I guess Rabbi Dov Yom Yitzlish. And the Pasuk, Shamar Nafshi, Ki Chalachat Nafshi, Ki Chassid Ani, guard my soul, because I am a Chassid. The Shamar Lashon Shmarim, that's talking about the Shamar could be guard, could also be a Lashon Shmarim, sediment. In other words, I want you, God, to remove the sediment from me. Remove the psalas, the unclean things. The nakus me'apsalas. So to do shmirah, to clean out the shmarim, the unclean things. K'sivzad avrash yotziv Hashem tasu, fayirah lechem kod Hashem. This is the matter that God commanded you should do, and the glory of God will reveal himself to us. That pasuk in Sif Tarsha, that you do these karbas, and the glory of God will reveal himself to you. Zel d'zad avrash yotziv. That's what it means. This is the mahu. What does it mean? Zadav Asher Siva. This is the matter that God commanded. Ma Siva, Ma Yisrael Sichem La'asos. What did God command? What did the Jewish people have to do? Ulam Zek Modi Ketik Siva Avram Avinu Vayir Elav Hashem. Shalok Siv Sham Siva Yel Sichem Cholder V'chav Nirotam Vat Siva Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, Pashas talking about the Karbanos. Rabbeinu says, "Zad davishet siva Hashem tasu ve'alchem kvod Hashem." Whatever God commands, He already told us to bring the korbanos. So what does He need to repeat it for? So it means anything that God commands. Anything that God commands, you should do. That's what it means. Ve'yirah lav Hashem. That God appears to Abraham. Well, what happened there? Nothing. So what did he learn from there? Doesn't say any tzivui. But anything, your kavani is, I want to fulfill the will of God. I want to fulfill Hashem's will. So now we're getting back to the Vayikra Yomashmini, our parsha, Leika Ramavinu, and the whole night of the Malachim. That's the parsha of Vayikra Yomashem. It's great. This is my bar mitzvah parsha. So I like the fact that we're in parsha Shmini, which has nothing to do with my bar mitzvah parsha, and somehow we get back to my bar mitzvah. Everyone feels connected to the bar mitzvah parsha, especially if you repeated it like I did about 50,000 times. So that's the Vayikra Yomashem. That you're just mechaving yourself. God appears to him. Now I want to connect myself to the will of Hashem. So the same thing over here. That this is what you should do. Just follow the will of God. Whatever God wants, always be mechaving yourself to Ratzon Hashem. Yisip sifra zadavar. Osi yitzahara ta'avir milikam. That yitzahara, says in the Medrash, beside Rashi, that yitzahara you should remove from your hearts. Shem shi'ichid, the Medrash continues, just like yitzichid ba'olam. So just like he's unique, he's alone, he's special. So too, your avodah should be special to Hashem. And if this is what you do, if you remove this yetzer and you know that God is alone in the world, so too, your avodah should be special for God. You should still circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Then vayerachem kvod Hashem. Then the glory of God will reveal Himself to you. What's that Yetzer? It says, also Yetzer. You have to remove that Yetzer from your heart. Hamish is to call Echad Yetzer Miyuchad. Everybody has a special Yetzer. That's what's the everyone asks, all fresh. What's the Yetzer? The answer is, everybody has their own Yetzer. Zer Tachsiv, Eshtamer Me'avoyni. Look, excuse me, I have another man voting. I will guard myself from my sin. Because everybody has their own personal sin. Everyone has their Yetzer. Some people, it's priestess Chas Shalom on the internet. For other people, it's Lashon Hara. For other people, it's dishonesty with money. For other people, it's not being able to control their eating habits. For other people, it's Sibitz Man. For other people, it's Machlekes. Everybody has their special affair of Levi of the Amorites Nasha. Everybody has to fix their avir to fix, and that's their tikkun olam. Zel azosi spal kol chasid leisim zel mitzvah Torah shatori tavni etahara. So a person should always daven leisim zel Torah. In other words, that you should daven to be zochet the Torah, and the Torah should make a roshim on you. Because Torah is the spice for the Yetzirah. Zeu im chasid his chasid. That's the medrash that we saw. If you're chasid, then chasid will be done with him. Kev chabab chasid is on the Torah and the Torah from Yuchadah. That's what it means. Don't pass by from your servant. That's what's unique to your servant. That was the Torah and the chasidus. That he done and he should do his avodah properly. And Hashem did chesed with Avram. He stayed with Avram. He allowed. He helped Avram do his avodah. And that's how it relates to the Sukkot parasha. It's like Yibayom Hashmini. That's you do what God commanded you. Vayelchem kvod Hashem. What is it what God commanded? But whatever God commands. And then it says Zadar. But this is the thing. What's the thing? Remove that Yetzer. What's it? Everyone their own Yetzer. So you have to make sure to fix your own, do your own tikkun. And then God's going to reveal himself to you in his glory. And that's the, right, we have the God revealing himself to Avraham Avinu, connected to God revealing himself here in Parashat Shemini. Yishek sen she'en pratzufen shavim zel zeh, kach en datem shavim zel zeh. We know everybody looks differently and everybody has different deos. Like your face also must be on a person's, and a person's personality, and his way of thinking. In the whole chachma today, you don't have to be unkubble. That the mukabalam also, they can just look at a person's face regardless, and just see the person's meisim. But there's even a chachma today of different facial features indicate different personality traits. And therefore, kashem shem partufein shavim, just like their faces are different, they're not the same, so to everyone it's a different day. I've seen you get upset about your friend that his nose is a different shape than yours, a little bit, or his forehead's a little bit higher, or his ears are a little bit bigger, or smaller, or nose is a little bit rounder. So you shouldn't be upset that he's a different day than you do. Everyone has a different way of thinking. Kadosh Baruch Hu created billions of people. Everybody's their own way, own way of being makir kavod shemayim. Kol Mashiach Baruch Hu Shbaruch L'chol Devaro. Everything is for the glory of God. So we're all created differently to bring glory to God. Avram all them made, Avram all made lefnei Hashem. Avram still standing before Hashem to keep him sofer. That's to say, kviyachol Hashem is standing before Avram. Hayitzarach lichol v'hev, v'nichakein l'horosh, k'fim ha'ashad m'shtagei k'mokha b'isagia, la'anot ha'vor mi'al abdecha. So the saying is, mita k'negi mita, to the extent that you seek out, that God shouldn't go away from you, that Hashem should stay with you, so too the Rishim remains with you. The impact remains with you, not that what's the tikkun so from it's a remnant, k'fim ha'ashad m'nichanat mokach, yachol v'yosad al-rakiyum. So that's the tikkun that we the sofrim. So from like the rabbis, the people, that we can make this tikkun. What's the tikkun? That's Avram Udenu made with Hashem. That to the extent that we are standing before Hashem, we're seeking out this connection to Hashem, and we're seeking out the Hashba of Hashem, so too there will be a great tikkun, that the Shekhinah will wait for us, tikkun sofrim, Shekhinah ekdam tenesla. It's a tikkun sofrim because really it was God waiting for him. To the extent that we're waiting for God, God will wait for us. That's the tikkun that we're making. Atkan shaytzal Avram Avinu mishtok, kol shelo tisalik menu riyas b'nei Hashem, kol kach hizkayim, bo v'Avram Udenu meid b'nei Hashem. To the extent that Avram Avinu had a shokukus to be before Hashem, so then Hashem, Avram was standing before Hashem, and Hashem was with him. It all depends on our shokukus and our desire to be close to Hashem. Avraham Avinu was also in the Hanas Yisrael, and he wanted that to still remain, retain that connection to Hashem. So even though you're also in a Nyan Yael Mahazi, you have to remember you have one root, where you come from. Even though I'm going to walk in the shadow valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear evil because you're with me. In other words, even if we fall, even if we're in the world of death, of falling, when there's a Rishima, when we have this impact, we have this influence from Hashem, this trace, this Roshem, and we can return. So I'm not going to fear evil because you're with me, because I have the Roshem, and now I can return. So, like it says in the Zohar, that the kiss of the chiyusa, this little bit, the spark of life remains with you. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. In Tehillim, Chazan Yud, He lo sazav nafshi l'shol lo sitem chasid chalir v'shachas. You're not going to allow your chasid to see this to see the pit, to see Gehenna, to see the evil, to see the destruction, because it's so connected to the Rosh Hashanah. So on the surface, this Medrash has no, doesn't seem to be connected, but it seems to chasi tischasi, what's up to the fate of Yom HaShemini. But now we see that here on the 8th day, on Yom HaShemini, the Moshe and Aaron were commanded bring these karbanas, and Then the pasuk there says, right, you know, that the glory of God should be revealed. And the pasuk says, Zed Amashirzi Vashem Tasu Erochem Kol Hashem. That's the Kol Hashem that we have over there in Parashas Vayera with Avraham Avinu. That he was over to this Gilui Hashrina, to have this Roshim of Hashem appearing to him and being connected to Hashem, and that it should last, and that the Shrina should wait for him, Kibiyachal. Because he had this Chukah to be with Hashem, he had to follow Hashem, so too, that's Vihibe Hashmini. You have to remove this Yetzirah, now that you have to also have this Chukah to make a Tikkun. Avraham Avinu made his Tikkun, and we have to make our Tikkun. And then we'll have that Roshem. We come with Chassidus Hashem, and Hashem will respond in kind. So we have to make this Chassid in Kono, this Kain, we have to make this nest in our hearts for Hashem. And then Hashem will reveal himself to us, even when we're all sick and all Hazeh. We have to remember that where we're rooted, what our source is. Never be Mesiach Das. And it's very big so that everybody has their own tikkunim to make. Amen. It's a very, very beautiful Torah of the great Rebbe. And it's Hashem. We have so much more, than Rebbe has many svarim. And meaning many svarim, he has all of Chamish Torah. And we lost, unfortunately, I think a lot of his Kisariyad, him and also his father, Sassamis, Nebuch. But he didn't actually write these Torahs himself. This is what a Chassid wrote, that we have a record. So we're very, very fortunate. So we should all be to live this Torah and fulfill it and have this wonderful connection with the Kenegi Nida. With the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kfi Arash Togu, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us. Okay, thank you so much for listening. B'ezrat Hashem. Amshich v'atid, shalom, shalom.